You've cried and prayed, still you can't see your way. Good morning, guys. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Motivation Mornings in the Entrepreneur Classroom, Entrepreneur Family. How are you guys doing? Welcome, 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 guys. And for those of you that are new, I am Shani Salmon Godfrey, and I will be on Thursdays. I just come on just to talk life, right? To get us to push through the stuff that get in the way, for us to dream bigger, reach higher, for us to push for our purpose, for us to just build our legacy with passion. And today, it's going to be a little bit different, y'all. It's going to be a little bit different today, but nevertheless, the results are still the same. So, it's the last Thursday in 2018. Can we say thank God for this? Because a lot of people didn't live to see it. So, we saw it. We're here. We're living in it. So, we just want to thank you, Lord. So, we talk about everything, right? From, I have an idea. I want to start a business, to the mindsets that get in the way of even want to even live our purpose, our business, our dream, our call, to the busybody mindset, the distraction mindset, like so many different mindsets that get in the way, right? And how to push through them. And then we talk about planning. We talk about planning for your success. We talk about planning for the risk and even planning to avoid and to kind of bounce back real quick when failure hit us. We talk about building the right relationships. We're talking about sales. We talk about all the different key components of building, growing, and running a business. Now, let's talk about what happens when all of that fail. What happens when all of that fail, right? So we are one person, but we wear many hats. And a lot of times we are doing a lot of things and we don't realize the real story behind why we're doing it. So here's a person, right? Person A, right? Want to start a business. Know that they want more. Know that God calling for more. Know their purpose. Know they want to write. Know they want to speak. Know they want to open a flower shop. Know they want to do a show. Know that they want to make clothing. Know that they want to open a boutique. Know that they want to do all of this, and they are doing all the right things. But they're not seeing any results, little to no results. And they're doing all the right thing. They're studying, they're researching, they're doing everything that every expert ever said to do, but still they can't get past that hump. Now, let me unshell this thing for you. Let me unpack this thing for you, what's really happening. Now, when all that fails, you have to examine what it is, right? Here's what it is. When you have a person, especially a family, a person in a family with something that have never been done before, and you are the first one that is doing it, you got to expect that you're breaking barriers. You're shedding down walls. It's like you're going up against the Great Wall of China right now. You got generation of things that you got to break through, generational curse. Do you understand what I'm saying to you today? You got to be fighting against generational curse and your own mindset at the same time to produce that which God gave you, your inheritance. Do you understand me today, people? Do you understand me? So you're doing everything hurtly, physically, and you're not seeing the results with all the information and the resource and the tools and the connections. And my God, it's not going anywhere. You got to start thinking now. We are more spiritual than we are physical being. Thus, when we die, we pass over. You understand what I'm saying? Not the other way around. So we have to attack this thing as dust. I'm going to give you the secret ingredient now, because people want to know how I do it. How I do it, I'm giving you my blueprint right now. You're going to pray. You are going to pray. You're going to write the vision. You're going to make it plain, and you are going to pray, and you are going to fast, okay? You're going to do it. You're going to pray, and you're going to fast. We study everything physically but not spiritually. And I was trying to not, you know, come and preach y'all down, because I don't want to preach y'all down, because y'all got to want it. This is something that you got to want. You got to be hungry for this thing here, because it's so real and it's heavy. So you got to be ready for this here. Okay, so I wanted to come on and teach y'all entrepreneurship, and I was in my quiet time, and I was like, Lord, I don't know, because I know they're getting a lot of good teaching, not just from me, but also from the other entrepreneurs that comes on in the group too, and we talk about everything from your emotions to your business to your money to your branding. I mean, come on now, we gave you everything we've been given, and I'm like, hold on now, I'm not seeing as much entrepreneur family members busting it and billing and producing, even if they're in their own job and they don't want to have a business. God made us to have the best. I want to see awards on the timelines. I want to see events on the timelines. I want to see promotions, and I want to see it. And when I'm not seeing it, it makes me a little nervous, because I know we were called for greater. So now I have to examine myself. And I'm like, Lord, tell me what's happening. And he's like, you got to attack this thing from where it's happening at. Because you take people that is fighting against forces to produce such a thing, and they're not even fighting in the right type of battle. Because here you are, you're going up against the Great Wall of China, but you got a little sledgehammer with you. That's not going to break down no Great Wall of China. It's called the Great Wall of China for a reason. That wall consumed a lot of people before. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? And I'm telling you, because that is me. I done produced so many things. And in my own family, I see so much talent, so much go-getter spirit, so much everything. But when it comes to crossing that hump, the hump's not being crossed, because we are taking a road that is less traveled. This entrepreneur journey here is something serious now. And we got to understand what we're working with. Don't go up against your dream expecting that it's going to be handed to you, because it's not. You're going to have to fight. And we talk about the glitz and the glams of having the dream when we get on the other side. But we're going to have to understand that we got to get to the other side to enjoy what's on the other side. And when we get into the other side, it's not easy. We're going to go through the fire, the water, the storm, the snow. We're going to go through it now. But when you're going through it, you better go through it with the blood of Jesus now. You're going to have to go through it now, and I'm going to have to give it to you real, because we come on and we give content and a lot of different type of content, but it's not doing anything. And that's because we got to understand what we need to do with what we're being given. If we get it, listen, if somebody just come and they just give you this car in stick shift, and you don't know how to drive no stick shift, you're going to crash you and the car into something. Now, if they teach you how to drive this car and they give you the keys to the car, now it's a good time. You got a blessing and you know how to use it. Now, God ain't going to give you something that you don't know what you're going to do with it. Now, you understand me? So we got to plan. We got to do all of that, because all of that is necessary. But you got to supercharge your planning with your praying. You understand me? You got to plan, and you got to pray, and you got to push. Now, it's the three P's. You got to plan, pray, push. Plan, pray, push. Plan, pray, push. And the higher you get, you got to push a little harder. You got to pray a little harder. And you got to plan a little bit more detail. And every time you grow, you got to come back and you got to get a little better with your planning, praying, pushing. Plan, pray, push. That's what I want to see y'all doing. Plan, pray, push. You understand me? But you got to get to the nitty gritty, and that is pray your way through it. If the customers ain't coming like we know they ought to come, because we got it going on, because we the bomb.com, then we got to pray now, because now we up against something that we can't physically see, but it's there. Because don't think the devil just going to hand it on over to you. Like, here you go. Go change the world. Go make life great. Go rescue some nations. They're not going to let you. We want to do some big things. And let me tell you something right here now. We want to be nations speaker, right? Global speaker, international. Do you understand that when you up against international speaking, that you got to fight some international demons? Okay. Because now we struggling in our own territory, and now we trying to go mess with somebody else's territory. It's like the mob boss. See, they're not trying to let you over no international. Now, we can do it, but is it effective? You understand it? Is it effective? Can they use what we're offering? So we have to plan, pray, push. It's not the usual what y'all used to getting, but I do believe that in the last Thursday, in this last year here, 2018, and come the first, 2018 is going to die. We will never go back to 2018 as long as we live. And I'm getting us ready for 2019, because it breaks my heart when I see people that is so gifted finish every single year the same and stuck in a rut. Then depression slip in. Okay. Then anxiety and depression and regret and all these torturing demons now come up on us, and we're stuck in this cycle. And it's time for us to break the cycle. Plan, pray, push. That's it. Plan, pray, push. You understand? And you don't have to be super spiritual. And I'm not even talking about religion, because religion is out. We about relationship, okay? That right now, we gonna have to do something a little bit different. We gonna have to hit the enemy on their territory. If you know that you're doing everything that you know to do, and it's not working for you, you better put some prayer behind your plan, and you better put some push behind your prayer. Okay? People like, oh, Shani, do it. Shani, fast and pray. At least once a week, I am fasting, because what I know that I'm gonna do and what I'm expecting God to do, I'm not going up against the Great Wall of China with no sledgehammer now. See, that ain't going to work. I'm going to hit it. It's going to bounce back and beep right in my own forehead, knock me out. You understand me? So when you do all that you can do and it ain't doing what you know is supposed to be done, you need to pray. And I can't stress that enough. And once you do that, now, everything that we're trusting God for, everything that's been spoken over our lives, we're going to start to see it manifest, because can't nothing get in the way. And if they get in the way, we're going to run them over like a spiritual bulldozer. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to pray for y'all, and I'm going to let y'all go, because the more I'm on here, the more I just feel like we got to break these walls down. You understand me? We got to break these walls down. And I don't want to see us going to 2019 and we are stuck in this cycle. Now, we're going to have to make this thing happen. Not everybody want to run a business. Some people want to do a nonprofit. Some people want to do, not everybody want to do a for-profit business. You got nonprofits, you got all different type of business, okay? Some people just want to do a little side hustle. Some people want to grow in their field. You ain't going to change the world unless you're going to war. It's like David and Goliath, okay? David ain't go out there with no slingshot and just pow and it hit him. It's because he was a man after God's own heart, packed with prayer. You understand me? And faith. And that's what did it. We got to understand that we are one unit. You understand? That we the same person, even in our business. It ain't no separation of state and no whatever it goes. Stay in church. You is the church. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever business you're in, as long as you show up and you open your mouth, they meet the church. Hello, welcome to church. So don't do it, because that's going to work against you. Because now you're fragmented, you're not whole, and you're being many different people, and you can't even be who you are. You can't even be authentic. And when people look at you, they know that something ain't right with you and they don't know why. And it's not like you're a criminal. No, it's because you are not your authentic self. Your anointing works for you too. We can help and coach everybody, but we can't coach ourselves. We got to get so radical about this thing. We take our own mirror and we look in the mirror and say, girl, let me tell you something. Now, this past few weeks, you ain't do so good in your own business, all right? And this is what you're going to do. You got to say, sir, let me tell you something. You got to get it together. The same way we can sit somebody down and coach them to the championship and we can't even get off the bench. Do you understand what I'm saying to you today? We're going to have to check our own self, put self in the mirror and say, girl, look at me when I talk to you. It sounds kind of crazy, but you got to do it now. And you got to check your own self the same way you would check anybody else. Because it's time for us to get real serious about this here. It's not going to be given. We have to take it. You are going to have to rescue yourself. Rescue yourself. Help thyself. Help yourself. We busy helping everybody else and we can't help ourselves. We can't swim and we jumping off in the ocean to go save somebody that's drowning. And all they're going to do is stand on top of our head like this and float. And we're going to be sink dead and they're going to be on top. And then here come the rescue train for them. You understand? Because their head is above the water, not yours. Now it's time for us to figure this thing out the right way. And I'm praying for y'all and I'm going to let y'all go. But I have to do this here because we got to get over this hump. All right. I'm praying for y'all. Well, yeah, that's a part of business. Plan, pray, push. All right. Let's do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne today of grace and of mercy. Lord, we ask you to remove everything inside of us that is unlike you, Lord God. Lord, I repent of everything that I ever said and ever did, Lord God, that is going to come between the way of this prayer right now, Lord God. And Lord, I understand, Lord, that there is power in prayer and that praise and pray break chains and shackles off the feet of your people, Lord God, that even the ones that don't even understand how real you are, that don't even believe that there is a God. Lord, I am asking you to do something different today, Lord God. I am asking you to do something for them today, Lord God, that will reverse some things from previous generations, that their business will go to the next level, that their homes will go to the next level, that their children will be blessed, that their jobs will be blessed, that everywhere that their feet tread up on, that they will decrease and declare them as blessed, Lord God, because Lord God, we know that there is nothing, Lord, that is too hard for you. And if you be our God and we be your people, you said if we ask, it shall be given. If we knock, the door shall open. And Lord, I am asking you today, I am standing in the gap today, Lord God, for every person that is underneath the sound of my voice. And Lord, I am asking you, Lord, you said, because behold, I do a new thing, that all things have passed away. And Lord, I am asking you today to do a new thing. Do a new thing, Lord God. Lord, let the glory of the living God shine through our life, our business, Lord God. Let marketing become easy, Lord God. Give us the gift of sales. Give us the gift of marketing. Give us the gift of pushing. Give us the gift of praying. Oh God, Lord, let us plan, Lord God. Let us plan through your eyes, Lord God, because you said they have eyes, but they see not. Lord, let us have eyes and see, Lord God. Let us see, Lord God, through your eyes. Father, send forth the right relationships. Send forth the right finance, Lord God. Send forth the right tools and resources. We glorify you because of who you are. And Father, let this group be a place that visions get birthed, Lord God. That businesses come to life, that passions burn like fire, Lord God. Lord, we magnify your name upon high. We glorify you, Lord God. And I ask you to just wake up your people, Lord, to push and birth the purpose that you have given them. Because we know that there's nothing that is too hard for you. In Jesus' name I pray, and it is so. Amen. Guys, I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. And when I come on here, I'm excited to be here with you guys. I'm excited to see what you're doing on your timeline. I'm excited to see your events. I'm excited to see the purpose. I'm just super excited to see it, guys. So you got to push and you got to fight for this thing. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Remember, when you are breaking down these walls, it's not just for you. There's people that is waiting for you to break them because they're praying and trusting in God for that which you have to offer. So you owe it to the world to produce your vision. The world is waiting for your vision and the world can't wait any longer. Do you see what's happening in the world? So we got to produce We got to produce. We are the lender, not the borrower. People are waiting for us to finance their businesses. Do you understand me now? And that's what we're working with. So we're going to have to push this thing out so we can help them. All right? Guys, you can reach me at shannysalmon.com. It's my name. Or legacycsfirm.com. I do want to invite you guys over to come on over to my TV network, elevationtvnetwork.com. And I know that you guys will truly be blessed. Y'all, I am working on so much for you guys because I want to give y'all as much tools and resources as I possibly can. But if y'all know me, I'm not giving you nothing that's not great. Nothing that's not good. Even if it ain't great, it got to be good. I'm not giving you no garbage because there ain't nothing we can do with garbage but throw it out, okay? So I'm going to be, go and join my email list because as the products are released, I'm going to send it to you guys. I want you guys to get it first because we family, we here, okay? Every Thursday, join me in the Entrepreneur Classroom Motivation Mornings. You guys know this classroom is fantabulous, and I got to say fantabulous because it's a little bit more, it's fantastic, and it's, and right? It's fantabulous, and it's fabulous. So I got to say that there. Go into the units section, check out all the units, previous videos, all the ones that you guys hear me refer to. Go into, we do have downloads too and freebies, and this group just has so much to offer. Invite a friend over, y'all. Let's not be selfish this year coming up. Let's invite a friend over. Let's not keep the amazing resources as the world's best kept secret, okay? Let's share it with the world so we can elevate. I love you guys so much, and I'll catch you guys on your timeline. Bye, family.